This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And of course, good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
By all means, head out there. 10% is a serious savings. I've brought these guys sort of, they were very nice, very scholarly. And now I've taken them to the dark side. Now they live there. And I'm talking about Stephen D'Andrea and Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, Bill.
Good evening, Ben.
So,
good evening, everyone.
Is that Roger that is muffled? Roger, are you muffled?
No, I think it was Steven who's muffled.
Steven?
No, I think it was Roger.
Okay, well,
no,
all right.
You.
Okay, okay. Wherever we're going, whatever's going on here. So anyway, you guys have been writing lots of articles that have been getting published all over the place about the undeclared Civil War. I agree with you. What kind of feedback are you getting on that stuff?
All right, let me begin by saying this. We'll step back a moment and then go forward. I've worked with a number of good lawyers in my businesses, and all of them told me no litigation is good litigation. Now, similar to this principle behind a lawsuit, I think we need to look at it in the subject area that we're about to talk about. Anyone, and Bill, I really think you'll agree with me, and anyone out there listening that falls into this category will agree. Anyone who has fought in a war or has been affected by war knows no war is a good war. The only time you should go to war is when it's absolutely necessary and absolutely unavoidable. And I think this will bring us a lot closer to the topic that I believe we'll all agree to talk about. And that has been made even more possible now. And even though we've been talking about it for the last week or so, and as you said, we've been writing about it, we've been talking about it on your program, on your radio program, last week. We've been, it's all over the news, but in today's New York Post cover story, it reads, the headline reads, "Civility can start when Dems take house. Civil war." And it goes on to say, and quote Hillary Clinton, "You cannot be civil with a party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about." And further, "The only thing Republicans can respect is strength." And then add this to what happened a little while ago when Eric Holder, the former U.S. Attorney General under Obama, quotes Michelle Obama saying, when they go low, we go high. No, he says, we kick them. Okay, so rather than me say, there you have it, it's a declaration of war and a license for violence, where is the media outrage? Nowhere. At least I haven't seen any yet. Where are all the pacifists? I haven't heard of any yet. Anyone in Hollywood? Anyone out there? Any religious? Is this an indictment and an incitement to go to war? That's what I think we could talk about tonight. Is it?
Well, yes. I mean, if they want to be, the problem is a couple of things. I think they're thinking that that we don't have any fight in them, in us. I think they think that this would. I mean, you wouldn't undertake something where you were going to think that you were going to get, you know, totally annihilated, would you?
Well, I don't know. Unless they're just, are they really stupid? I mean, she called us deplorables. I mean, do they really make these kind of mistakes consciously and with given thought, or is it stupidity or what? Because I do agree with you. If it's absolutely necessary and it's absolutely unavoidable, I'm ready. Because I will defend my country. I love America. And I have kids, and I want them to have the freedoms and the lifestyle and the American dream that I have had. And I will do whatever necessary to defend our Constitution and our country. But again, it has to be absolutely necessary and absolutely unavoidable. Are we at that point? And if we are, let's find out. Let's find out, but let's keep ready. And again, without running, into the clock here, Roger and I, and again, Bill, I think you'll agree, and I think all your listeners tonight will agree. There are three things that we can do to solve this problem, or at least put it off where it maybe we can neutralize it. We need to support Donald Trump, our great president, 110%. And we can do that by endorsing or supporting and voting for every candidate that he endorses for re-election on all levels of government, Senate, the Congress, state, local, etc. And we need to, I think you'll agree with this too. While this is happening, our strongest, branch of government is now the judiciary. And with two Supreme Court justices on the court that Donald Trump put on the court, we now have a much stronger conservative wing. And we also have, Roger, how many is it? Is it 50 or 100 or 80 judges that he nominated on the circuit and district court federal levels that are still pending approval and appointment? Why should we wait for the Democrats to hold this up? We should get as many federal judges on the court as soon as possible. So those are things we can all do. We can get out and vote. We can make sure we keep the Senate, and we can get these judges appointed.
No disagreement there. We've got about 50 seconds left in this. Roger, I will turn over the helm to you when we get back. I think that the problem here is that this is really something I don't want to have happen because they don't really understand what's going to happen. I saw some Antifa thugs pushing around a bunch of elderly people in Portland, and the cops just watched it happen. And
that's unacceptable.
That is unacceptable, and it's, you know, that's Portland, Oregon. So anyway, ArbalistQuarrel.com. That's where you can find the stuff that is put out there by these fellows. They also are featured writers at AmmoLand. They had an article go up today, as a matter of fact, at AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Bring
Glenn Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to guys from Arbalest Quarrel about the undeclared Civil War, the lack of civility. It's no longer a gentleman's game. You know, Roger, right before the Civil War actually began, Congress started when, in Congress, they would show up and get on the floor and everybody was carrying a pistol.
That's interesting. And that might come to pass now. I wouldn't be surprised. I want to jump on a point that Stephen mentioned earlier, and it's the thing that I can't really get my arms around, and that is the fact that the police would stand down, basically, while cities are in a state of siege. We know, of course, that the police have no duty under the law, as a general principle, to protect the safety, security, well-being of any private individual. But their job, many of them have it as a motto on their car, is to protect and preserve the community. And how is that being done when you have a situation in Portland where groups like MoveOn.org or Black Lives Matter or the Antifa, there's about 80 of these different groups, and many of them are funded, as it turns out, by George Soros, which is another issue maybe we can get into. But it boggles the mind that the police would stand down while the city or several cities are being basically taken over by mobs. And that's what they are, mobs. And when we talk about the Civil War, the modern American Civil War, Stephen and I have written a number of articles, as I'm sure you're aware, Bill, and we passed them on to AMLAN, that also posted these articles, and we obviously touched the raw nerve because people are concerned, and it seems that the police are not coming to their aid because the government of California and Oregon, for example, and probably Washington State, are not doing anything. They're basically capitulating, or actually probably working hand in hand with these groups that are essentially committing rebellion or insurrection. And I think it's just a matter of time before Trump sends in federal forces. Well, it was done before in the Deep South during the Civil Rights era, and I could see it being done today. Because California and Oregon and Washington, and to a lesser extent New York, but if you listen to these politicians talk, they want to create these so-called sanctuary cities or states, which basically is an assertion that they do not, the governments of those states do not adhere to the federal constitution or to a federal law. And this goes beyond states' rights. I mean, we're talking literally insurrection. And I don't know what happened. Bill, do you recall some time ago, I think the Attorney General, Sessions, not Rosenstein, but Sessions, was going to take a hard line. Bring action possibly against the mayor of San Francisco and really take action. And yet we're not seeing anything. And I believe that the president is probably being, I wouldn't say defensive, but he's probably being a little more cautious and wary than he would normally be. Believe me, he would like to take California to task to make an example of us, but he isn't. But at this point, but at any rate, we have a Supreme Court justice now, who, along with Gorsuch and Alito and Thomas, and to some extent Roberts, does give us a majority. All we need now, and I would only hope that someone like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and or Stephen Breyer step down. Because if you think that we have seen unbelievable behavior on the part of the Senate, the Democrats, of the Judiciary Committee, that attempted to do everything in their power, legally or not, to derail the Kavanaugh confirmation, just imagine what would take place if Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Stephen Breyer stepped down. I really do think that we would suddenly see clear evidence of violence around the country. There would be no restraint. And going back to what Clinton said, well, everything would be just fine if the Democrats were back in power. As if that is the normal state of affairs. But that clearly is not what the public wanted. We saw that we were losing our country. We were losing our Constitution. And that is why and how President Trump was elected. And Stephen's absolutely right. It's absolutely imperative that the Republicans maintain control of the Senate. It would be important for them to control the House, too. But if it goes by the door as far as that goes, we must control the Senate. Like Mitch McConnell said, something to the effect that basically it's the Senate, that's the personnel office. They're the ones that confirm appointments. The House has absolutely nothing to do with that. So I don't know if Stephen want to add anything to that point.
Well, we've only got 15 seconds, so Stephen, you'll have to add that in the next segment.
Okay.
ArborlessQuarrel.com, that's where they write all the stuff. Then it gets picked up and shared all over the place, primarily at Amoland.com. Check them out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael slammed ashore near Mexico Beach, Florida, Wednesday, becoming the most powerful storm on record to hit Florida's panhandle. The Category 4 storm made landfall with 155 mile an hour winds. WeatherBell's Joe Bastardi joined Fox News to talk about the next 24 hours.
The future path of this storm takes it near Macon tonight around 2 o'clock in the morning, where winds should gust between 80 and 90, perhaps 100 miles an hour. Augusta tomorrow morning, 60 to 80 miles an hour. It'll go just southeast of Columbia tomorrow during the afternoon. Tomorrow night, be midway between Fayetteville and Raleigh.
U.S. stocks dropped sharply on Wednesday as a massive sell-off of the biggest tech stocks drove the markets to places that we haven't been since early 2018. The Dow lost 831 points to close the day at 25,598. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Yeah, go check them out. I've got to get these guys on the show, and let's just talk about their weapons they make. Talking to Stephen D'Angeli and Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel about this this undeclared civil war. Now, Stephen, you were about to chime in on what Roger had said.
Well, let me say this, and I don't want to sound corny, but I'd like to talk a little bit about you and what I know about you and try and bring our listeners into this conversation, because Bill, I've come to know you personally. As far as I'm concerned, I think you're a really good man. You're a genuine human being. There is no question in my mind. I know you're a military veteran. You've served our country, and I thank you for that. And I think you're a great radio show talk host. You're certainly on top of your game. You know your subject. You know what's happening. You're experienced. And I feel that you genuinely care about what's going on. So I'd like to ask you what you think about what Roger and I have been talking about. And what do you think your dedicated listeners think about what we're talking about? And what should we do? And how should we do it? What should we do now to make a difference concerning this very serious topic that we're talking about? We're talking about, the cusp of being on civil war.
Yeah. I think the first thing to do is to try to keep, if the Democrats take over the House, which I am wholly unconvinced that they can do that now. I do not think they can take over the House. I think it may turn out to be, there may be a wave, but it may be a red wave. But, that being said, 36% of black America now supports Trump. Those were not, Hispanic Americans are now supporting Trump. These were constituencies they really couldn't let go of. And in these urban population centers where they're at, where they've got, massive numbers of black America and Hispanic America there, when you got one third of them supporting Trump, this throws everything into play. It's really in play. So the first thing to do would be to keep the House so that they don't get out there and start doing some of these things that give them the opportunity to create the flashpoint. Like going after Trump, trying to impeach Trump. See, we don't have the time for a do-nothing Congress, which all the Democrats would be doing out there is holding hearing after hearing after hearing for high crimes and misdemeanors against Trump. They would go back to when, Kavanaugh was in nursery school and he pulled a little girl's pigtail and ran away laughing, and that'd be grounds to impeach him. We don't have the time for that. So I think we ought to try to continue to do business as it is set up, with a very clear understanding that the friends across the aisle are not. They consider us to be enemies. They consider what we want, as far as not agreeing with them, wanting to destroy everything they stand for. And, it's perfectly okay to go out and try to shoot Republicans on the softball field. It's okay to beat up supporters of Republicans and all this other stuff. So we also need to understand that at some point, there may be a moment where it's going to get dirty, and try our very level best. And, and the places, like, it keeps happening in Portland. It keeps happening in Berkeley. We keep hearing about the same places over and over again where it keeps happening. Why go there? Let them have those places. Let them have those places. When they want to get out and tear it up, let them tear it up. They live there, not us.
Good point. Good point.
So
yep.
Sooner or later, they're going to, as long as they don't venture out. I mean, Trump won 85% of the, he won 85% of the counties. He won 85% of the popular vote. If you take out the one-sided suspect California vote, he tore it up. So
yep.
We ought to play on that, not worry about the polls or anything. Go out there and vote the way we got to vote. And then,
do you agree that the Senate is absolutely imperative to maintain the majority?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think in the short run, it is absolute. We need to keep them both, because otherwise they're going to get out there and keep on pushing. Now, if those elections happen and then those majorities are maintained, then we might expect to see some physical stuff happening. But, we'll just have to cross that path when we get to it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the key that you mentioned is what we've been talking about. We all need to vote. We need to get as many people that we know personally to come with us and vote. Our families first, our friends second. Wherever I go, I talk to people, and that's something I think we could all do. wherever we go to fill up our gas, wherever we go to shop for food, wherever we go to get our pharmaceutical supplies, anything, our gym where we work out, we should constantly talk and try and bring people on the fence over to our side, and we need to get that vote out. I think it's imperative. And I'm glad you agree. And Roger and I are going to be working on an article on the importance of the judges. I just got the information that I wasn't sure about in the first segment. Trump actually successfully got 43 judges appointed to the federal courts, and there are, as of August last month, 151 vacancies and 84 nominations pending. And Roger, maybe you can finish the next segment sharing with us what you've researched and what we are going to do, and any help that we can get from any of the listeners and any organization like Amaland, et cetera. We would like to get the ball rolling on getting these judges appointed even before the election, even though it's less than 4 weeks away. There's no reason to delay it. So we're going to try and find out how we can get these judges on the federal bench. Because anytime there is legislation banning guns, so-called assault weapons, ammunition, et cetera, the micro-stamping thing that's coming up again and again and again, it goes to the courts. It's challenged in the courts. And if it's a federal case, it's challenged on the lowest federal level, which is a district court. And Trump has a lot of judges nominated that have to be approved. And if it goes beyond the district court, the next level is the circuit court. And then, of course, the first circuit court and then the Supreme Court. So it seems like our immediate battles are going to be in the courts. And that's what we're going to need help with. We're going to need people to be aware of that. And again, the first thing to do is to vote. And the second thing is to get the word out, just the way everyone's been calling the Congress when we ask them to have Collins, Senator Collins, and Flake and Murkowski, who she turned out to be a real traitor. But to
hang on there, Murkowski. Murkowski. We'll be right back. Discussing the undeclared civil war with Arbalest Quarrel, this is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Armored Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
We're going to have to explore them very deeply next week. That's one thing I'm going to be doing. Talking with Roger Katz and Stephen DeAngeli from Arbalist Quarrel. I think, Roger, you were about to do the rebuttal to the declarative statement, or how was that working out? Or was Roger or Stephen, were you still going on?
Steve? I think we lost Stephen.
Oh, no.
I guess he tried to reach me. I wasn't quite sure for some reason. But that's all right. All right. So there was a couple things. The point he made about the court system. Yes, the Supreme Court is ultimately going to be the most important of all the courts because ultimately, their interpretation of the law, of the Constitution, basically sets precedent, sets the standard. Of course, the lower courts often enough, as we see, try to sideline the precedent of the Supreme Court. We see that with Heller and the McDonald cases. Which is why we do need as many conservative, let's say constitutionalists, people that do not legislate from the bench. We have them at the lower levels. Now, I think at the Supreme Court level, and we have when he was Senate Majority Leader, Reid, who basically made clear that a simple majority will be enough to sit a nominee on the Supreme Court. The lower courts, I believe, do require a two-thirds majority. And, of course, we see that the we see a number of plaintiffs form shop in order to get a court that they feel will be favorable to their position. And we saw that as far as the travel ban, what that's about. We'll just have to wait and see. But I would feel a little more confident if we can sit one more originalist on the Supreme Court. And again, I don't know if Ruth Bader Ginsburg could last until 2020. She's 85 years old now, and quite frankly, she doesn't look that good. I'm sure that she's not going to step down, even if she is ill. It'll probably be like Chief Justice Rehnquist. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I find it interesting. I'm taking a look at the beginning of the hour. Stephen had talked about Clinton and how she said you cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. But I don't see the Republicans doing anything that would suggest a destruction of the Democratic Party or its agenda. If anything, all the destruction seems to be coming from their end. But that's just the way that the Democrats are. They basically presume on Republicans, on conservatives, that which is true for themselves. So I do not give much credence to the truth of what she says, but only the fact that we are in a very serious situation. Now, one of the things that I did, Stephen and I worked on this last article, was to get a label that we can use that would describe the two sides, the two factions to the Civil War. Because if you can't describe what is taking place, then it's easy to deny that it is occurring. When we look at the American Civil War in the 19th century, we had several descriptors, North versus South, the Union versus the Confederacy, Yankee versus Rebel. But these were all colloquial expressions. Actually, I think the one formal descriptor would have been the United States of America versus the Confederate States of America, because that, in a nutshell, sets forth exactly what was taking place. Either the country was going to remain united with the federal government, basically the supreme authority in Washington, D.C., or we were going to have two national independent sovereign states. And when we look at the situation here, even though to some extent you can talk about specific states where it appears that they're at loggerheads with the federal government. For our a peace of mind, what we're attempting to do when we talk about our side, let's say, is to protect the Constitution and protect the independence and sovereignty of our nation. But I was looking at various labels, and on the left we have Democrat, leftist, progressive, liberal, radical. On the right, Republican, conservative, populist, the right. But all of those expressions have problems. They're either been overly used, they become cliches, or in the case of Republican versus Democrat, you'd hardly want to say that. Those are two sides of a civil war going on. But then again, if you consider some of the people like Maxine Walters and Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, basically egging people on to assault, to threat. And you have have the leadership of the Democrats, Pelosi and Schumer, not doing anything, either remaining silent or tacitly agreeing with what is taking place. So we were, I wasn't happy with any of those labels. And I was looking at other labels that seemed to be maybe broader in scope that would take into account all the basic beliefs, precepts, aims of each side. And I thought of globalist or internationalist or transnationalist because that seems to indicate the people that are certainly supporting the move for open borders, the move for basically getting rid of various police agencies like ICE and the Border Patrol. And then, of course, our own, let's say, the Republican or conservative side, we can point to the nationalists. The problem there is that it seems to be a loaded term. The mainstream media ties the term nationalism with fascism or Nazism, and that's just ridiculous. But I had talked to a friend of mine that is very well learned on constitutional law, especially the Second Amendment. And he said that actually, if you want to pick a label that best defines this radical movement, it's really collectivism, as opposed to the conservatives are individualists. And that really, I'm sorry.
We're going to have to stay there at individualism because we're about to run out of time. And this is a subject that will keep on going. Everybody's talking about the anarchy accelerator that they seem to be hitting right now since they lost this. So we'll have to continue to watch this. ArbalistQuarrel.com, that's where you can find the stuff that they write, the stuff they do. Also, as featured writers at Amaland.com. Thank you guys for showing up tonight.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Coming up next from Spike's Tactical is Cole Lou. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.